Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Give us a call, 52232955, Herbie. If you have a voice that doesn't really match your age,
yes,
or doesn't really sound like who you are or where you're at in life.
For example, you may be 40, but you always get, oh, you sound so young. Yeah. So, like, and
is
I mean,
your mum or dad there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, teenager. I mean, massive age difference.
Everyone's into the draw for a double pass to go and see Spider-Man No Way Home. It's in cinemas December 16th.
We want to know this, though, because there's a lady who, she's 48 years old, mm-hmm. and she's been found guilty of living 2 years as her estranged daughter, who is 22.
Wow.
Now, she wasn't just living as her daughter in terms of getting some money from the government. She was actually going to university and pretending to be her daughter. She had a job at the city library where she told them she was her daughter who was 22.
Yeah.
She also has a boyfriend who believed she was 22.
It is literally the plot to Younger,
exactly.
The TV series.
It really is. Now, going off looks alone, I'll describe her. She does have blonde hair, blonde-dyed mm-hmm. hair, but the face, you can definitely tell that she is a mum of someone who is in...
Doesn't look 48, but she does look in her 30s.
Yes.
Yeah.
A few crinkles. Yeah. Just looks like she's lived a little bit more than someone who's just gotten to university.
Yeah. I think voices are a bit different, aren't they?
Because
you can't see anything. It's only your imagination. You can hear it and
exactly.
you're like, oh, okay. But I think we've got a certain skill.
Well, we don't have a certain skill. We definitely have required this over the years.
Yeah, that's right. We've developed it.
Mm.
52232955. Give us a call. We'll ask you a few questions and then we'll tell you your age.
Yeah, we'll guess your age. Because we speak to a lot of people working in radio. You hear voices. You get to know the tones and the ages that go with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I won't lie. There is times that you do get stumped. I think for me, it can be a young woman with a child. So I get mistaken. I'm like, was that a kid?
Yes.
Or was it a grown lady?
52232955. We'll chuck you into the draw as well for those tickets to go and check out Spider-Man. We're going to guess your age next. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. And we're putting one of our skills to
the test,
Herbie. The one thing we've developed over the years.
It's to do with our hearing. Basically, we talk to a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and when you guys call us, we love it. We love hearing from you.
That's the best.
But we tend to know your age.
Yeah, we're like, oh.
Okay. Like, oh, well, that was Susan.
She's obviously just turned 32.
Yeah, she did. She did. And do you know what? More often than not, we're right.
So we're going to put that to the test right now, everyone that calls into the draw for those tickets to Spider-Man. But let's start with Alia in Lara. Good afternoon.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, Ooh.
Alia, how's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy.
Do you have kids, Alia?
I do. I have two.
Oh. Ooh,
okay.
Okay.
What are you going to do on the weekend?
I'm actually celebrating my birthday tomorrow night.
Oh,
oh.
Okay.
Oh, this is...
Celebrating? Okay. Sorry, it's a milestone.
Two kids?
Yes.
Is it a milestone?
Yes.
Are you thinking...
Yeah, I'm going
to...
Yeah, you lock it in.
We want to lock in... 30.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes! Yes! Boom! You hear the voice, you strike.
Well done. You've got to, I was going to think younger at the
start. Yeah, I was thinking younger.
The kids, well done. Thank you for that, Alia. Into the draw for those
Happy
tickets.
Birthday, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great one.
All right, we've got Sherry from Leopold. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, it's a hard one.
Now, Sherry, have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
No. Last minute, girl.
How many people do you have to buy for? Is it just your family or?
We've sort of, slowed down over the years, so maybe just my kids.
Just your kids.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't want to give away something there. I feel like there.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like there's grandkids there.
Mm.
So I'm just.
Oh. What are you vibing over there, Josh? In the 40s.
In the 40s? But I don't
40s.
Want to say anything.
Now say a number.
I'm going to go with 47.
I wish.
Oh!
Oh, how old?
How old?
I'm 53.
Oh!
Well, you're sounding
I'm
like
so
a spring chicken.
Oh, no, I feel like one.
Oh, wow. We couldn't get that one. Well, you know, within the bracket.
Yeah, close.
I love your show, guys. I love your show. And Herbie, so funny. It's so funny, Herbie.
Thanks, Sherry. I love you.
Yeah. I hope I sound that young when I'm older.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Carly in Hoppers Crossing, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, okay.
This is a bit of a hard one.
Carly, have you got a busy night tonight?
No, not really. A chilled night tonight.
Chilled night tonight. And, like, if you were to go, your general weekend, would it be involved in going out, or are you more doing shopping and house chores?
More shopping and then working.
Shopping and working. Can you recall where you were when Cathy Freeman took out gold at the 2000 Olympics?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay. It's a big moment in my life.
Yeah, but you like sport.
Yeah, but no, but I remember at primary school, it was a big thing because it was Sydney, so I'm thinking...
So you're saying she was wasn't not in, at school. Carly wasn't at school at that time.
I'm thinking.
No, I'm not into sport, so...
Mm. Okay, another...
I'm thinking in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. 38?
Oh, no.
What is it?
30.
Oh,
oh
no!
Oh. You just added 8 years to me.
And you know what? I was saying 30 on the dot, but you just thought old. Okay,
Carly,
but
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Carly,
no, that's all right.
Oh, that's all right. You'll never listen to this show again. That's for sure. You're still hung up on the fact someone said you were funny.
Wow, we're not good at that game.
No, Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
We're short on newsreaders today, so we just thought you would do the quiz.
Yeah, can I get welcome your host?
No.
Herbie! Yes! Thank you, and we're welcoming in to compete against Josh this week, Bilbo from Promotions.
You!
Hello. There we are.
The man that usually brings us prices right.
Yes.
Now he's going to back himself in.
I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling a bit nervous. Because usually I'm hosting. I'm at ease. I'm relaxed.
Yeah. Well, now I'm hosting. Welcome to my game, baby.
I just don't want to be the Herbie of Wednesdays on Friday. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't want to lose.
That's right.
I get it.
That's
right. So buzz in with your name.
Got it.
Best of five.
Yes.
We'll see how we go.
Okay.
What was Australia's runs total after the first innings?
Josh, 450.
No.
Bilbo, 425.
That's yes. Yes. How do you get a sport question?
I was reading articles before I came
in. I guess it has been on every TV in the office. Yes, well done. 425.
Well done. All right, on the board.
Okay.
Right, Josh, sweating. I'm feeling good. I'm relaxed.
What date can Aussie kids aged between 5 and 11 get vaccinated from?
Bilbo.
I'm surprised you've got this one.
Is it Jan 1st?
It's not Jan 1st. It is in January, though.
All right, we're going to go Jan... Well, when are they back at school? Let's go Jan 20.
No, it's Jan 10. Jan 10, folks.
Close.
Okay,
close.
Okay. Next one. Why did Finland's PM have to apologise?
Bilbo. Josh. Who got it? You call it.
You got in there.
You can have a Bilbo.
Because she was partying till, I think, 4 in the morning or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
But there's another reason. She had COVID.
Oh, did she?
And she was waiting for the results and went out.
She left her work phone at home.
Oh, I did know that.
So we'll share the points.
Okay, no, you're both right. Josh, so on the board, you're on 2.
2-1.
Ooh. Right, next one. Which TV show had a big revival this week? Hit TV show, massive back in the day. And now it's back. It's been rebooted.
US TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Bilbo, is it that 70s show in it, that 90s show? Nah, okay.
No. How do you not know this one, boys?
So, no,
it's been really... on Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, Josh is Sex and the City.
Okay, we go to a tiebreaker.
All right, here we go.
All right, because it's on this weekend. Which two drivers are leading the rankings in Formula One?
Josh, it's Lewis Hamilton and what is Max Verstappen?
Josh has got it.
No! I'm the Herbie.
You are. That's all right. You did very well, Bill. I'm very surprised. Yeah,
I keep up with current affairs, you know, to some degree.
Appreciate well done. It. To the weekly quiz. Don't know if you'll host I'll for much back. Longer.
Maybe I'll send him to the newsroom.
Herbie and Josh on Carrick 95.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
As we get closer to Christmas, we know that a lot of schools, a lot of kinders would start be having their nativity concerts.
Beautiful moments, isn't it? Seeing the little kids dress up.
Oh, it's so cute. It is so cute. We've all been in one.
Yeah, of course. You did it at kindergarten, primary school sometimes. Yeah.
And so a former teacher, he's actually come out and revealed exactly how he used to choose which role his pupils would play in the nativity based on their personality.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Now, it explains a lot. So I want to go through a few because you mentioned earlier that you played the role of Joseph.
That's right, in kindergarten. Yep.
Interesting.
Oh, is it good or bad?
We'll get to that. We'll start with the angels because they don't say anything.
Yeah.
So that their costumes are the cutest. So those roles would be given to kids who could comprehend basic dance routines because they don't need to do, you know, speaking roles.
Yeah, but they just
can look cute and do a dance, which is nice. The three kings, they were normally given to a shyer kid.
Yeah, okay.
That still wanted to be part of the main story.
Oh, okay.
You know, which I like that.
Yeah. You're trying to get them involved, but just, you know, by standing there.
Exactly. Yeah. The innkeeper played a small but pivotal role in the nativity because if it wasn't for them, away in a manger would have sounded very different.
That's right. Head out the back.
So according to the teacher, this role would be reserved for the cheeky, funny, outspoken person who could come out and say,
is that you?
There's no room at the inn. No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
It wasn't me. We're getting to me. Narrator. That went to the most confident and the person who had the ability to learn lines, which is great.
Okay, that's great.
Now we get to Mary.
It's making a lot of sense, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mary is a role that I have played a few times, Josh.
Okay.
I played it once when I was at school, then at my grandma's church, and then the following year I got called back to replay.
Really? That
Mary.
You really did that well. Okay.
Did that well. So according to the teacher, the leading lady position was given to the child who could give the most convincing weary expression while sitting sensibly for a long time.
So looking sad. Is that
No. Although, as most of us will no doubt remember, the role was always given to the top achiever in the class. After all, it was an honour and a privilege, so that all seems to make sense.
Oh, here we go.
Now we get to Joseph, my better half.
Yeah.
When it came to Joseph, the role would usually be given to a child who could be relied upon.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Yep.
But who also would benefit from a confident boost. You're doing good, Josh.
But you do a little bit better.
Yeah. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Then there's a new feature on Tinder.
Oh, hello.
That's maybe it's the next thing that's going to help you find your partner.
Ooh, the key to love, you say?
Oh, I think it might be. Because I think this thing's it does really open up your soul. And that is your music taste. So what it does is on the Explore tab, you can choose a song that person can have a listen to that reflects you and your personality.
Jeez, it's a lot of effort these days to be on the dating app.
Mm.
It first started with putting a picture up in a bio.
Couple of pictures, yeah.
Now you've got to put descriptions up. You've got to find a song.
You can leave a voice memo if you want.
Oh, man, oh, man, that's too much hassle. Just meet someone at a bar.
Oh, it's so easy, especially when we've been locked down for ages. God.
Yeah.
Just because you went on reality TV, all right? We get it. Because it's so easy. Meet someone in a bar.
Hey, he kicked me off.
Yeah, yeah.
First episode. 8-minute date doesn't work for me.
No, okay. Anyway, so because of that, we're going to play a little game. So I'm going to play the start of a song because I think the start, if you know a song, you'll know it straight away. If you can work it out, these are all love songs based on Tinder's new app. Because I think it's romance is in the air.
For a second, I thought we're doing your playlist. I'm like, I'm right, mate. We'll leave your songs to yourself.
Okay. No worries. We are not doing that. all right. First one.
Trip Madly, Truly Deeply, Savage Garden. Truly Madly Deeply.
Well done. Yeah. That was incredible.
That was the song the album I painted my wall to. The wall that my dad hated because he had to repaint it.
Depressing times.
I think it was a cool time. Oh,
right. So you just listen to that song nonstop just to get you in the mood. All right, here we go, next one.
If your legs don't work, Ed Sheeran, like they used to before, and you can't, baby, I will Be loving you. What's that song? 2, 7, 8. Is that the song?
Well, what's the song called?
Ed Sheeran.
You're just singing it.
It's that song. Baby, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Thinking out loud.
Oh. Well, I was definitely singing out loud then.
Yes, indeed.
Not in a good way. Sorry, bro.
All right, this might get a
little... Gosh, I knew it, though.
You did know it.
I know.
But you didn't. Here we go.
Kiss me. Now, who sings that? Kiss me. Is it? Do you need both?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it not,
imagine if you went on a hot seat and you're like, I'm tossing up between A and B now, and I just can I pick those two? Is that all right?
Is it? It's not Natalie Imbruglia, is it? No, kiss me.
Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh, I really like the option where we can go with A and B. That's going to work in my favour.
Can I go
at the
all
moment?
Four? A, B, C, D. Thank you. If there's an E, I'll take that too. All right, here we go. Last one.
Oh, I don't know it.
Do you want more?
A little bit more.
It's older. Ooh. It's huge, though.
It's huge, and it's a bit of a...
It's a love song.
It's a love song.
Love songs, we're doing love songs based off of the Tinder new thing.
It's not
Rod
Stewart, is it? He's older?
It's not.
And he loves a love song?
No.
No, I'm not going to get it, Josh. Is this just in Bridget Jones' Diary?
This is Leanne Rimes.
What was her other hit? Dancing.
Moonlight?
Dancing in the Moonlight. Oh, sorry. We are listening to your playlist. You're singing along in the background. No one can see it. But you
That's
are.
What I'm talking about.
This is on your playlist, isn't it?
I've never heard of it before. It's Herbie and Josh and Kat.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, a probability enthusiast, has put together the stats on how likely you are to die of certain causes.
Okay, this is not grim at all.
Little parts of it are grim, but it's more you're more likely to die because of this than that.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Now, you can go to his YouTube. He's got a big following. It's REIGAR, so REIGARW comparisons. And he's put up a disclaimer that he states the video is for entertainment purposes and not scientifically proven, but because he's a mathematician, he's worked out his odds. Now, I've watched a few of his videos and there's some pretty interesting things. So I've taken away some points that I want to share with you.
Okay.
So if you've ever been concerned that you could die from falling space debris.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No one ever has.
Okay.
No one ever has, he said. So stop stressing about that. It's not going to happen. The odds of a single one would even hit 1 of 7 billion humans is 1 in 3,200. But that's across 7 billion humans.
Right.
So it's not going to happen, guys. Don't stress.
All right.
Only one person has died from slipping on a banana peel.
Really?
Yeah. We sing it in that wedding song, slipping a banana peel. But no. No one ever has.
Really?
Well, just one, sorry.
Yeah.
There's another person who has actually slipped on an orange peel and passed away at Niagara Falls.
Oh, well, that's not a spot to slip, is it?
No, it's a slippery slope.
Jeez. Poor person.
This one you'll like because it involves the Powerball.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
You are 2 times more likely to die by a falling vending machine than to win the Powerball.
Oh.
And odds increase if you kick the vending machine.
Yeah, okay. So if you're rocking it and then...
So if you're wanting your snack, just calm down a little bit.
2 times more likely.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They're dangerous
really
little buggers.
I like that. I mean, it could happen.
Exactly. 1 in 100 million will die by video games, meaning they died to exhaustion.
Well, yeah, I've seen stories of people that dehydrate themselves because they're so hooked on
it. They just won't leave
the computer.
Up.
And now that you've got Twitch and you're constantly streaming to people, you just... Yeah.
So that's more a warning if you are playing a video game. Have a little sip of water.
Yeah, absolutely. Do some stretches.
This is a bit grim. Sharks kill on average 6 people per year, but humans kill 100 million sharks
yearly. That's sad, isn't it?
So let's rethink that whenever an accident happens, like the one earlier this week. If you hike Everest, you have a 1 in 20 chance of dying. So just don't
hike
do that.
It. Yeah,
don't
it's
do
not
that.
Worth it. Not worth your time.
Bees and wasps, they're dangerous, but they're only 1 in 46,000. that you actually could
die from it. So that's like an anaphylactic reaction.
Although they kill 100 times lesser people than mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, they spread a lot of disease, don't they?
This is true. This is true.
Jeez.
Now, getting to this one. Odds of you dying tomorrow, Josh.
I don't want to hear it.
Now, this varies due to age and gender.
Okay.
I have both of ours.
Okay, here we go.
So, female age, in the brackets, how it's worked out, we're both going to be put into the 30 category.
Mm-hmm.
We'll point out, I am younger. Female age, 30.
Certainly act it.
I have a 1 in 583,000 chance
of dying tomorrow. Jeez, that's not large.
You,
okay.
As a male, 1 in 261,000. It's lower.
No, I worked that out.
Be careful.
Why, your evil laugh as well. Jeez, you really don't like men, do you, on this show? It's me and Josh driving Yama K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't know how familiar you are with Thomas Edison, but he had this one trick to help him become creative and invent things.
He's the light bulb.
He's a light bulb, okay. As well as like a lot of other inventions.
That's the one that comes to mind, though. So that's really all I know.
Yeah. So he had this trick that when he was struggling to come up or solve a problem, that he would sit in his chair, hold a ball in one hand and drift off to sleep. And then as he was falling asleep, the ball would drop to wake him up. And so he would enter this stage of sleep where he was like a bit, and then his mind was just at rest. And then he would be able to solve things.
That in itself is genius. Because I would just go, okay, I'm going to have a nap and come up with something. Yeah, but I'd forget to drop the ball and I would turn that nap into a good 8 hours.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I love that you're more excited about that than the light bulb. He did the light bulb.
Well, we see them every day, you know. Now they're common. At the time, I guess it was amazing. That is a new thing for me, though, the ball drop.
So they've done this as a study and they wanted to test it out, see if there actually was something legitimate behind it.
Yeah, or if he was just unique.
That's right. And they found that people that would do the little 15-second nap had an 83% chance of discovering a hidden rule or solving a different mathematical problem, whereas just 30% of people who stayed awake were able to do it.
That
is crazy. So
there
was a high chance, isn't it? So you were entering that little dream state and being able to fix.
I've never been a napper, but now I cannot wait to change this.
It's literally a 15-second nap. That's it.
A power nap.
That is power.
It's a power.
To a second.
It's a zap.
And they say this. So, and then this is another thing. If you're a creative person, they reckon you actually sleep more, but you don't sleep as well.
Really?
That's right, because your brain's just working around.
Your brain's ticking over. Do you know that makes sense? Because I might get to bed early, but then it's just still thinking of ideas.
That's
always
just
like
pumping it.
In radio, you're like, oh, that's an idea. Let me sleep.
That's it. Just stop for a moment. Parents of newborn babies.
Oh, you can relate.
Lose 6 months worth of sleep in the first 2 years of their child's life.
Oh, God, you're in trouble. George, you won't even be two when you have another one.
I know, we're going to be.
You're going to not sleep.
No, that's right. They reckon new parents just lose so much sleep, it's ridiculous.
I can understand that, though.
So they tested this in rats, and so sleep deprivation literally kills.
Yes.
And so what they did was they took away food deprivation to see how long a life of a rat is. So I don't know if you agree with it or whatever it is. But then they also cut out just the REM sleep, so where you're dreaming. And the rats died as quickly as sleep food deprivation
really?
As they did with the REM. But the crazy thing was they took away the non-dreaming state of sleep and they actually lived longer. So your dreams are very important.
If you know, you know.
They're taking up more energy. My mind is exploding right now.
Yeah, well, like the dreams obviously are very important to us. Yeah. We still don't know what exactly it is that is happening during that state of sleep.
Oh,
but it's just mind-blowing.
It is.
Because you just think, oh, you're just dreaming about something.
I think I'm just asleep and something's dreaming.
And if you want to lose weight, sleep is very important. So if you lose sleep, say you're sleeping less than you're supposed to, on average you eat 300 calories more and you're putting on 7 kilos a year.
Oh, my gosh. Put me in a bed right now.
That's right.
I've got to get some Zeds.
Remember when people used to say, sleep when I'm dead?
Yeah.
Well,
no.
You will be dead.
Literally.
You're going to die. Start sleeping. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Grab your loofah and don't forget the shampoo. Herbie and Josh's Shower Thoughts.
K-Rock 955.
All right, jump in.
Yeah, it's time. Get in. It's time.
It's a big one. Double-headed shower, just for those that are playing at home.
Just those plenty thoughts of room that you just need to get off your head. They've been dragging you down, you know?
I've got a quirky one, and okay, it's probably a dumb thought. It's not even that brilliant.
Okay.
But you know when you go shopping at a supermarket, right? Oh, and they've got the potato section now where there's a lot of bagged potatoes.
Yes.
And on them, they've got description of what they're good for. Right,
yeah.
So someone will say, really good for roasting, baking, and then they'll have, these are really good for mash, and then
some better for chips.
Well, what? Yeah. But then there was a packet that said boiling. That was all that they had on them. So is that just like the runt of the potato? Like, what if their only good thing is boiling? No one wants a boiled potato.
No one. Yeah, their marketing teams let them down big time.
It's all they can come up. Well, I guess we could do boiling.
You'd hope they're cheap.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I'd say so.
This one also falls into the bit of the probably silly category,
because
I was having a bowl of cereal this week with a spoon, obviously, and when I was eating, while I was eating.
Is the spoon relevant to the story?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
While I was eating, I started thinking about the spoon.
Yeah.
And then I thought, what's similar to a spoon? And obviously a shovel is. But when did a shovel get called a shovel? Why isn't it just a larger spoon? Because they're the same thing.
Or why wasn't it called a mini shovel?
Exactly. See the dilemma I've had?
Yeah.
Now I can't eat my cereal in peace with this thought.
Yeah, because they say you're shoveling it in.
Yeah, with a spoon.
Yeah. That's a quirk. That is a real quirk. I can tell you that much.
Trying it, you're salt owner, Brian. In peace.
So imagine you're walking down the street, right?
Okay.
You're just leaving here, you go past the bus stop on Marrable Street.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you see some guy with one crowbar. You're thinking probably pretty dodgy.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
I'm thinking.
If that same character had three crowbars on him, I don't think that's as dodgy. Because you're like, maybe he's...
You know what I mean? He's not going to break into a car.
Like, he's not going to open a, like, some sort of crate.
No.
Or whatever
he's a
it is.
Supplier.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a
supplier of the end.
Or is he just...
Or has he got one for his mates?
Yeah. That's so true. You know, I'm going to be keeping my eyes open.
Yeah, like three just doesn't seem like if someone's just carrying three crowbars, you'd be like, oh, he's probably doing a job.
He's just bulk buying. They're on sale.
Yeah.
This one was just about alarms because your phone alarms, I mean, here are my housemates go off and they're all different because your phone alarm's quite customised.
Yeah, it is.
People picks it. Why, every car alarm is the same. They are so similar. So why would your phone, when you have it on your person, be different, but your car, which is out on the street with so many other cars, say you're at a Westfield.
You really want it to be unique.
You need to be unique.
Oh, I get ya.
So, yeah, no one thought that through.
No. Like, well, how are you going to personalise it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't have. Herbie and Josh and K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we? See where you sit. Yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah for yes.
Bring it on.
Let's kick it off with this one. Insect beer.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. People are making beer too complicated. You know, beer just used to be beer.
Just a simple lager.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind a craft here and there, but it's getting too complicated. Stop with the ingredients. Just keep it plain and simple.
Some people call it craft, others call it homebrew, you know? It just depends. So basically there's a beer overseas that's getting made from cockroach-like creatures found in the Far East.
No, thank you.
It's called Insect Sour, and it's said to carry the unique fruity scent of the male Taiwanese giant water bug.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Doesn't sound great, does it?
I don't even think of someone.
You'd have to give it a go, I think.
No, I don't think.
Okay.
I think I'd just rather stick to a Carlton.
That's
you know?
It. Yeah, fair enough. Star Wars.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I have not got time for that.
Someone's in a mood today.
No, I have just not seen any of them. I don't care to see any of them. I know there's the girl with the buns. There's Luke's I'm your dad.
What, like, I don't care for that. And they have that silly day in May. May the 4th be with you. It's not that big. You know, it doesn't need a whole day.
No.
It doesn't.
People do celebrate, though, don't they?
Oh, they do. If you
remember
love Star Wars,
do
you don't...
Interview? I was like, what about?
Yes. I said, no, not for us. Have you watched it?
I've watched the original ones. Dad would have taken us to the movies.
Yeah.
But I don't remember them that well. And then I just sort of dropped
and
off.
And it's all backwards, I hear. It doesn't just go 1, 2, 3, 4. It goes like 1, 10, going back to 2. We're going to go
4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3.
And we're going to outlier over here to point something. You're like, why can't you just go chronological order?
Yeah, that'd be great. So a house that looks like Luke Skywalker's childhood home sold for about $500,000.
That's a waste of money.
Well, I guess if it's a nice house.
Yeah, I get,
You know, if it's got those features. And some people love Star Wars.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
Last one, chicken wings.
End on a high. That's why I love you, Josh. I like myself some wings.
They're good, aren't they? Do you go buffalo?
Yeah, I love buffalo. I love buffalo.
I think that's my favourite.
I think if I'm just having a barbecue, I might go the honey soy.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, everyone will approve.
Yeah.
But I love a good wing. I love dipping it in maybe, let's say...
A cheese.
A blue cheese.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, Josh, I'd love a wing right now.
Sporting Globe do a great job. Would you drive down the freeway, stop your car and eat chicken wings?
No.
So you don't love them that much?
No.
One guy does. He's been arrested. In fact, he's pulled over and just started eating his chicken wings and then was causing traffic.
He just said, hang on a second.
He's like, I need to eat these wings.
How's
and
it done? I'm hungry.
They're not as good when they've cooled down. Like, no, you want them hot.
That's understandable. And they're not something that you really can just eat while driving. Because if you want to get all of it and suck that cartilage off and everything, you've got to...
You've really got to commit.
You've got to pull over.
You? And you've got to pull out the... Yeah, but this guy, you know...
He's taking it to another
level. You know, just sit... Eat in.
Eat and drive wise. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.